The Redemption of Elsdon Bird is the first novel by Noel Virtue, a New Zealander now living in London. The story is about a boy who figures out how to sustain his bizarre childhood. Our book critic John Leonard has this review.
It's no surprise that Noel Virtue has already been compared to Carson McCullers and Flannery O'Connor, and that James Dickey has written a blurb for the jacket of his first novel. Imagine you are the 10-year-old hero of The Redemption of Elsdon Bird. Your parents are religious fanatics who beat you regularly as if you were a carpet. The aunt who seems to like you dies in a car crash with battery acid all over her face. The aunt who can't stand you is hiding a dead baby, a mummy, in her attic. One uncle hangs himself in his own filth. Another is institutionalized because he does dirty things with members of his own sex. The woman across the street who gave you a glass of milk is arrested for witchcraft. Your only friend kills his brother and sister, and a Chinaman eats your cat. Just to stay sane, you dream up stories and tell them to the lizard you feed with matchsticks dipped in honey, or to dumb animals at the local zoo. You will grow up, of course, to be a writer. You haven't any choice. What is surprising is that none of this happens in the Gothic American South, from which we're accustomed to such swamp fevers of religious and sexual obsession, of the blind and the bloody and the prophetic. It happens instead in New Zealand, about which we have an altogether contradictory set of preconceptions. From New Zealand, we expect characters as gentle as Maori children, or Kiwi, or imported baby lamb. We expect perplexity instead of craziness. And if they must be crazy, they ought to be crazy virtuous, as in Sylvia Ashton Warner, or crazy poetic, as in Janet Frame, or sublimate themselves in detective stories, like Nagayo Marsh. Not crazy brutalized and crazy grotesque, as in Faulkner and Freud and Dostoevsky. But Noel Virtue, who himself left New Zealand at age 20 to become a keeper of a zoo in Wales before he began to write fiction, sees the child as raw meat for a monstrous feeding frenzy, and the family as a vampire, even in a welfare state. The miracle is that the child will dream himself out of the zoo. No need here for fancy symbolic superstructures or the convenient epiphany. Elsdon's passage is unadorned. The occasional slang, cricky, drongo, pong, and crook, is as plain-spoken and undeceived as the boy himself. What we read is not so much written down as carved in wood, and we believe every painful word of it. It is a whittling on twisted emotions, roots that strangle, corrupted trunks, a black forest in a grim fairy tale of a lost child who must survive among uncomprehending beasts. By naming these beasts, he is redeemed. There must be easier, nicer ways to become a writer, but The Redemption of Elsdon Bird isn't a nice and easy novel. It wants to break our hearts, and so it does.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Redemption of Elsdon Bird by Noel Virtue.